Well, Jane Eighth has interested old man Neff in Mrs. Williams, Neil's widowed mother. Jane figures if she can get old man Neff to marry Mrs. Williams, Neil won't have his mother to look after and he can marry Marge. Last night, Mr. Neff took Mrs. Williams out to dinner. Mr. Eighth, meanwhile, is working on a deal to handle the old man's real estate. This episode takes place the next afternoon and is in alternate scenes between Mr. Eighth's office and a dancing school. But first to Mr. Ace's office, where we find him on the phone. Listen.
I'd like to speak to Mr. Neff, please. Well, is he in? Well, can't you tell me if he's in before I tell you who this is? Oh. Well, this is Mr. Ace. Ace. Yes. Oh, he's not in yet. Well, look, miss, I've been calling all day, twice this morning, and this is the second time this afternoon, and you tell me he's not in. Is it that he's not in to me, or is he Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I understand. I'm sorry. He's just not in, I think. Yes. Well, I left my name before. Did you see that he got it? Oh, he hasn't been in since I started calling. Yes. Well, thank you. Thanks. Goodbye. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Ace.
Oh, hello, Neil. What brings you down here this afternoon?
Why don't you phone
him? I'll be through in just a few minutes. Sit down, will you?
Take your time, Ace.
I've been trying to get a guy on the phone here all day, and hello. Is Mr. Neff in? Mr. Thompson calling. Thompson, yes.
What's that all about?
What's that? Oh, well, do you know when he'll be back? Oh, I see. No message. I was just... Thank you very much.
What's that? Big business at play?
Oh, I thought I'd try to trick that old battle axe down there, but it didn't work.
Down where?
Oh, you wouldn't know that... Oh, yes, you would. We were talking about him last night, old man Neff.
Oh, Mr. Neff.
Yeah, you see, Neil, he came here about a week ago and offered me a deal to handle all his real estate, and he has quite a tidy sum of real estate.
I see.
Well, we usually get 5% commission, but it seems that this old tightwad won't pay more than 3% at the most.
I see. He has an aversion to 5%.
Yes, well, I've been thinking it over, and I figured out a deal whereby if he paid me 4%, I can still make a nice bit of money out of handling this, but... Now that I want to talk business to the old guy, he's giving me the runaround. I'm getting worried about it. I hope he hasn't gone and given the business to somebody else.
Take it easy now, Abe.
But this means a lot of money to me. He won't talk to me. How does he know I won't settle for the 3% he offers? The least he can do is give me a chance by answering the phone when I call him.
Maybe he's really not there.
Oh, that's a lot of hooey. He's a businessman and a shrewd one, too. He's down at that office of his at the crack.
Well, I happen to know he isn't in today.
Yeah, that's what... What'd you say?
I happen to know he's not down at the office today.
What do you mean you happen to... Wait a minute. He went out to dinner last night with your mother, didn't he?
Yeah, but I got over that surprise. Mom going out to dinner with a strange gentleman. But now I got one that's got me a little dizzy.
Now, why? What happened?
Well, as you know, I got home early in the morning when I work nights on the paper.
Yes?
Well, I usually sleep till about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I got up this afternoon, and there, as usual, was breakfast all ready for me on the table. But... There was my mother all dolled up, ready to go out.
Go out? With Neff?
With Neff.
Oh, well, when was that? This afternoon, you say?
Just a little while ago. I couldn't keep this to myself. That's why I dropped in on my way to the paper to tell you about it.
Tell me about what?
Where do you think they're going this afternoon?
Neff and your mother? Where?
Well, Neff's been out all morning making the arrangements, and he's dug up a rumba school.
Dug up a what?
A dancing school. They're taking rumba lessons.
Who's taking...
The old gent and mother.
Taking rough. Now, look, Neil, this is a business office. I'm trying to put over a deal. I'm serious about this. There's a place for kidding, and there's a place...
Oh, you think I'm kidding? Well, that's what I'm here for. I wormed it out of mother in my best newspaper interview style and found out the name of the school and everything.
And that's where he's Oh, not old man Neff. Why, that old...
Not old man Neff. How about my mother? Did I ever dream I'd live to see the day she would be taking rumba lessons?
But old man Neff, he's not the kind... You can't make me believe that he'd duck out of his office for any foolishness like taking dancing lessons. Why, that's...
They talked it over last night, Mother and Mr. Neff. They had dinner at the Clinton Hotel, and they thought, quote, it would be such fun to get out on the floor with the rest of the folks who seem to be having such a good time, unquote.
quote and unquote who?
My mother.
Your mother? What has she done to the old man? He was never like this.
And vice versa. Mother was never like this before either.
Well, I can't believe... So that's where he's been when I'm working my head off trying to make a deal, so he goes dancing.
At the Cuban Tango School.
Yes, at the... What's that?
The name of the school. It's downtown here somewhere.
Well, that's a fine state of affairs. Jane, that's how it all started. She had a butt in.
Jane, what do you mean she
had a butt in? Oh, nothing. I happened to send her over to old man Neff just as a sort of feeler, wondering why he hadn't called
me. Well, did she stick him on to mother?
Jane? No, how can you think that? Look, Neil, where is this place? I'd like to drop in there and show the old man this deal that I've been worked up.
Now you're talking. That's what I wanted you to say. Come on, we'll go right over.
No, now wait. I think I ought to go myself.
What? And miss my mother taking rumble lessons?
Oh, you're making a joke out of this. I'm serious. I want to have him put his okay on the 4%, or if that failed, I'll take it for 3%, but I want a chance to talk to him.
Sure, and I'll see that you do. Come on.
But, Neil, I think...
Get your hat. Oh, have you got a phone book? I want to look up the address.
Yeah, here's a phone book. I'll look it up. Cuban, that would be C, C.
C, C, senor. Make it snappy and let's get down.
That is the rhythm of the rumba.
That was awfully good, Mr. Senor.
It was delightful, wasn't it?
Yes, I guess so. I don't know much about these newfangled pieces.
What was the name of that piece you played, Mr. Senor?
Say, si, si.
Yes. What was the name of that piece you played?
I have told you. Say, si, si.
That's the name of the piece,
oh,
I guess.
I see.
And now I will give you the first lesson in the rumba dance.
Oh, just a minute, young car.
Yes, senor.
You say the price for the course is $10?
Si, senor. $10.
Well, how about a discount for cash?
What? I'm afraid I do not understand.
Cash! I want to pay cash. Don't you take anything off?
Take anything off?
Yes, you know.
Oh, this is not the class for striptease, senor. You have come here to learn the rumba, yes?
Yes, but...
Tom, this is no time to bargain with him. Let's take our lesson.
Just a minute, Henrietta. Business is business.
But not in a dancing school.
Business is business everywhere.
Now, Tom, remember your blood pressure.
What? Yes, what do we do?
You better start dancing. After all, you don't want to be a wallpaper all your life. Come on now, Mr. Senor. Show them how to do the rumba.
Si, senorita. Now, if madame will stand so.
Yes, I'm ready.
So, that is right. And now, senor.
What?
Stand facing madame so. Yeah, that is right. But keep yourself limber and relax.
I am relaxed.
Oh, senor, will please relax a little more. Hands on madame's shoulder. So. No, that is right.
Closer, Mr. Knapp.
Stand back, so.
That's not close enough.
Do not stand so close.
Closer, Mrs. Williams.
Not so close, please.
Now, you get a little closer, too, Mr. Knapp.
What is going on here? Who is teaching them to dance?
What?
Will you allow me to go on with the lesson?
Well, I was only trying to help.
I do not need your help, senorita.
Oh, all right.
Now, I will play the tempo, and you will follow my instructions, please. Just a moment. Here. Bend the knee. Cave shoulders and move forward.
We got tangled up, I guess.
Oh, please, just a moment again, if you please. Now, move forward. One, pause. One, two, three. Move forward. One, pause. One, two, three. Keep yourself limber and relaxed.
Oh, you're getting better now.
Are we?
I don't get this at all.
Oh, you're doing fine, Mr. Knapp.
But what am I doing?
The rumba. Go ahead, Mr. Senor. I like that part about one pause, one, two, three.
If you will permit me.
Let's start over again.
Well, let's start something.
Keep limber, please, and relax now. Move forward. One, pause. One, two, three. Move forward. One, pause. One, two, three. Again. Move forward. One, pause. One, two, three. Move forward.
That was good, that last one you did.
It was.
Uh-huh.
Is this all there is to it?
Oh, senor will become more accustomed as you go on. Now, that is better. Now, move forward. One, pause.
One, two, three. I got it now.
Move forward. One, pause. One, two, three.
Well, that's marvelous.
One, pause. One, two, three.
Remember to move forward.
I got it. One, pause. One, two, three. I used to be one of the best dancers of my day.
Move forward. One, pause. One, two, three.
One, pause. One, two, three.
Bend the knee.
I always thought there was nothing to these newfangled steps. One, pause. three. One, pause.
Well, what have we here?
Neil and Jim, what are you doing here?
I took the words right out of my mouth.
Neil, how on earth did you...
Mother, mother, come home with me now.
Now, what is the meaning of this? Mr. Neff, I came here to talk about this deal you were speaking about.
Deal? Well, I'm paying $10 a course for these lessons. You come crashing in here to talk business
now,
to me.
Now, Tom, remember your...
Go on with the music, young man.
Oh, but, senor, I do not understand. My lessons are only for two persons.
Don't worry, we won't learn anything.
Neil, why did you come here?
Mr. Neff, I've been trying to get you at the office all day. And
there's your right. Go on with that music, young man. What am I paying you for?
Si, senor.
Now, where were we?
You were on pause. One pause.
Oh, yes. Well, come on.
I'm ready, Tom.
One pause, one, two, three.
Move forward, Tom.
Oh, yes, move forward. One pause, one, two, three. One pause, one, two, three.
Well, Mr. Neff, all I want to tell you is that I figured out a deal where 4% would be just
two,
right.
Three.
But three won't give me a profit. How about four?
One, two, three, one,
five. Five is the legal commission, you know, and I'll take four.
Three, four, five. Pause.
No, no. Or one, two, three, Mr. Neff.
Jane, will you please stay out?
One, pause. One, two, three.
I'm just splitting the difference, Mr. Neff, between three
one,
and five.
One, two, three, pause.
So that makes it four instead of three or five.
Four, five.
No, three, Mr. Neff.
Jane.
I said three.
And I said four.
But it's one, two, three.
One, two, three.
Three is the last.
Oh, isn't that all?
Well, Jane isn't going to be much of a help to Mr. Race in putting over this deal. And neither is this match Jane's trying to promote between Mr. Neff and Mrs. Williams, as we shall learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.